City and beyond. This is...
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. We take a look at the headlines. Youth activists urges authorities to bury open pit mine near boarding school in Serenji. SMEs in Zambia urged to deliberately scale up operations. In international news, Qatar has shut down two major state-owned energy facilities. And in sports, Namibia women's national team head coach responds to Zambian coach. And now the news in detail. Independent aspiring member of parliament for Chasefu, Captain Towani Chipeta, has encouraged residents to take part in the ongoing voter registration inspection exercise, which runs from the 2nd to the 8th of March 2026. Chipeta emphasized that the exercise is essential for verifying voter details to prevent challenges on polling day. She added that the process allows residents to transfer polling stations where needed. She also noted that it provides an opportunity to replace lost or damaged voters' cards.
Kuvotera pa polling station yenyake omwadi munyake ii ndiye nyengo mungaluta kula bolembesa so that mwachinja for example para muntu akalembesa kuti namvotera pa chiginya iwe mwenecho ukumba kuti yaere kani chinje namvotera kwa zovulume o namvotera kwa kuchambuzo kwa mwatalunzi mungachita sono hapa mungasinta sono hapa mungalembesa ndiye nyengo kwambira pa 2 mairo paka pa 8 March ndipo wazamariza. So para mkumba kuti mchinje kovotera mungavichita sono apandie nyengo.
A youth activist in Serenje has urged authorities to bury an open pit mine located just 15 meters away from Muchinda Boarding Secondary School, a facility that is nearing completion. Peter Chola Manalesa has called on the government to halt illegal mining activities at the site. He warns that the mine poses a serious threat to the safety of children and once the school becomes operational. Manalesa has noted that the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, previously issued a stop order regarding activities at the site, though it remains unclear whether the order is still in effect as mining continues unabated. He has emphasized that the interference with the school compromises learners' rights to education. Worldview Institute Zambia Limited has donated 1,500 in support of the forthcoming Zamba Nguluwe traditional ceremony under the esteemed leadership of Chief Chipepo of Gwembe. Organization chairperson Victor Nyasulu says as an institution committed to biblical unity and community development, Worldview recognizes the vital role that traditional leaders can play in strengthening heritage and social cohesion among the Gwembe Tonga people and the nation at large. He says Worldview remains dedicated to supporting initiatives that uphold Zambia's culture to the extent that it aligns with biblical values. Economist Noah Kawita has called on small and medium enterprises, SMEs in Zambia, to deliberately scale up their operations in order to drive meaningful economic transformation. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Kawita has described SMEs as the future anchor of the economy, warning that countries with weak SME sector remain vulnerable, especially when large multinational companies shift investments elsewhere. He has since urged SMEs to set clear targets of growing from small to medium and eventually to large-scale enterprises.
Yes, but now we need to move to the medium. Finally, we reach the large scale. Because once we do the large scale, then we are going to be saying we will be able to take over the reins of the economy and will be contributing to the meaningful growth of the economy. It will no longer be dependent on foreign direct investors, but it will be dependent on local direct investors. That is what levels we need. That will even cause even the you know, growing.
Governance advocate Wesley Mianda has reiterated government's position that the late former president Edgar Chagwa Lungu should be accorded a dignified send-off and be buried at Embassy Park. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mianda says government tried engaging the family of the former head of state through their representative, Makebe Zulu, but those efforts have not yielded consensus. He has stated that the family has maintained its position that President Hage Geingob should not attend the burial ceremony, a matter, he says, has since been taken before the courts in South Africa, where it remains unresolved. Mr. Mianda has dismissed allegations from some opposition figures, including former guidance minister Reverend Godfrida Somaili and Fred Membe, who have claimed that President Hijilema is refusing to facilitate the burial of the former president's remains.
It is the same ECL family which has been frustrating government's efforts on the same matter. I feel something is not adding up here. The government's stance on this matter and the wish of us as Zambians has been and still is that the former president should be given a dignified send-off and his remains be buried at Embassy Park here in Zambia, where all our departed former heads of state are buried. Our national leaders, under the able leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, have been making efforts to engage the ECL family through Makebe Zulu, who happens to be their family representative. But all
Church News. The Bishops' Council of Zambia, Lusaka Province, has expressed its support for the ongoing delimitation exercise being undertaken by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Council Provincial Secretary Bishop Andrew Chizani Mbanda says their position is not in defense of any political administration, but in defense of the Zambian voter. Bishop Banda notes that by creating new wards and adjusting polling district boundaries, delimitation reduces the burdens of traveling long distances to vote and access amenities. He says the council acknowledges concerns expressed in some quarters that delimitation may advantage the incumbent government, adding that a properly structured electoral register and polling framework serve every administration that will govern the republic in the near future.
We acknowledge concerns expressed in some quarters that delimitation may advantage the incumbent government. Such a view is short-sighted. A properly structured electoral register and polling framework serves every administration that will govern this republic in the future. It strengthens democracy for both those in office and those in opposition. Above all, it benefits the voter. Infrastructure built today serves the future generations. In the same way, polling stations established now will serve citizens in 2026, 2031, and beyond. To delay delimitation is not to disadvantage the current administration. It is to disadvantage future voters. We are mindful of concerns regarding financial constraints. However, the cost of delimitation is the cost of safeguarding democracy.
And just now we take a break to stay tuned.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the president.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
Qatar has shut down two major state-owned energy facilities after they were damaged in Iranian airstrikes. It halted production of